The war in Iraq is taking a toll on U.S.-Russia relations. In a new sign of trouble today, the Bush administration told Moscow to crack down on companies for allegedly selling military equipment to Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Bush administration says there's credible evidence that Russian companies sold night vision goggles and anti-tank guided missiles to Iraq. Even more troubling for the U.S. now, one Russian company, Aviaconversia, allegedly sold equipment to jam the GPS, or global positioning systems, that guide U.S. planes and bombs. A State Department official says Russian technicians are currently in Iraq showing the Iraqis how to use the jammers. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says President Bush brought up the issue when he called Russian President Vladimir Putin today.
There are reports of ongoing cooperation and support to Iraqi military forces being provided by a Russian company that produces GPS jamming equipment. This is what was discussed in the phone call. There are other causes of concern as well involving night vision goggles and anti-tank guided missiles.
Fleischer says Putin assured President Bush the Russians would look into it. Russian officials, though, have consistently denied the allegations. Before the Kremlin White House phone call, a senior Russian government official, Alexei Volin, again defended his country's export controls over sensitive military equipment. Russia has always had a precise and unambiguous position that arms supply should not cause an escalation in any regional conflict, he said, and should not violate international sanctions. He went on to describe the U.S. allegations as pure invention. But a State Department official said the U.S. provided the Russians with so much intelligence about the alleged arms sales to Iraq that, like Hansel and Gretel, the Russians should have been able to follow the breadcrumbs and track down the companies and stop their sales. The official, who asked not to be named, said some equipment was shipped via Syria and Yemen. He said other equipment was sent to Iraq on Russian humanitarian flights. Undersecretary of State John Bolton is a frequent traveler to Moscow and a frequent critic of Russia's export controls.
The critical point here is that some of this equipment can be used against American forces, and that's why we've been especially concerned about it, really going back months and months now.
Bolton says when he first brought up concerns about the company Aviaconversia and its GPS jammers, Russian officials initially denied the company even existed.
We actually showed some Russian diplomats a printout from their website, and that ended that kind of commentary.
Bolton and other U.S. officials say they're disappointed with Russia's response to the allegations.
The only purpose of these jammers is to mess up GPS systems. And today in Moscow, one of the directors of the company said that, although he denied selling them to Iraq, acknowledged that Iraq was interested in them.
Public dispute over the alleged arms sales comes at a tense time in bilateral relations. Just last week, Vladimir Putin denounced the U.S. war in Iraq, calling it a big political mistake. He said Russia insists on an early halt to military action. One State Department official said today U.S.-Russian relations will have to be recalibrated. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.